Press start. Select your player. Jackson Ammons.
That's me.
Ethan Sellers.
Let's go!
This is The Breaking Point.
WHJE. What is happening to my voice? Holy cow. What is this?
It sounded really nice, Jackson.
It did, though. Okay, one second.
How you doing?
We have Pat McAfee.
No!
Who retired.
I miss him already.
I know. He's not gone, though. He's staying in Indiana.
But he's gone. I woke up this morning, and I looked on Instagram. I follow the Colts, and it says, "Thank you, Pat McAfee." And I just flipped.
I cried tears.
I thought it was a joke, because you know how Pat McAfee's always a jokester?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
So, I woke up this morning.
I know. He's a jokester. I'm kidding.
Wait, I'm confused.
Of course. he's a jokester. He's Pat McAfee.
Yeah, but
anyway, go on, Ethan. Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to confuse you.
I was just sad. I don't know. I just couldn't process.
I know what you mean. I was looking at Twitter and it said, Pat McAfee just retired. I was like, no way.
He's 29. He's young.
He's played, nine seasons?
He's not Vinatieri yet. He's not 43.
He's the greatest kicker in the league currently. Not anymore, but he was.
He's the greatest
punter.
You know what, Jackson?
Big difference.
I'm sorry. I know.
Big difference.
But he did the kickoffs, and this is what makes him great. He would kick it from, I don't know where they kick it off from, but he would kick it all the way down the field through the uprights.
Uh-huh.
He would kick a field goal.
He would kick a field goal from I think it's the 20?
Yeah.
I think it is the 20,
from the kickoff to start the game, he would kick it straight through the uprights. That's how crazy his leg was.
He's awesome. And also, when he would, tank people on kickoffs.
Oh, my gosh. He hit like a linebacker.
Yeah.
He was the beast.
And then the random drug test. You gotta accept those.
Oh yeah. Okay, well, we do have to accept those, and you guys ready to get your tears on?
Honestly, Jackson, I don't know if I can handle any more heartbreak. My headphones already broke today.
I have here in my hand Pat McAfee's retirement letter. It's wrote to Indiana. You guys, grip the steering wheel tight.
Does it say Dear Indiana?
It says Dear Indiana.
Oh, that's cute.
Stop it. Okay, don't make fun of that.
I'm not. I'm being legit. I'm sorry.
Okay, we have this here, and I'm going to go ahead and read it for you guys. Hold back the tears, okay? No, Ethan. It'll be okay.
It's okay,
Ethan. It'll be okay.
I'm here for you, dude.
Okay. You guys ready?
I'm not.
Yeah, I feel like that's just a necessary response.
There's no such thing as being ready for this.
Dear Indiana.
Oof.
On April 26, 2009, with pick number 222.
I remember that pick.
Bill Polian drafted me to become a member of the Indianapolis Colts.
Of course.
I remember Bill.
I remember that day like it was yesterday. It was awesome to finally say I'd made it to the NFL, and I had a chance to make a great living to help my family out.
Oh,
I love him.
What I didn't know or expect was the fact that I would be drafted to a state filled with the best humans on Earth.
I got you, McAfee.
He's the best human.
I don't say that lightly either. On October 20th, 2010, my entire life changed. I went from being an anonymous punter for a team that Peyton Manning played for to a guy who had gotten drunk, embarrassed his family, and thought this entire dream opportunity was gone.
I thought that was hilarious.
I was depressed from the embarrassment. I lost 15 pounds in 2 weeks because I couldn't eat. But what followed? What followed is the reason that I am forever indebted into the state of Indiana. I started receiving tweets and letters and conversations in random stores from Hoosiers telling me that I'm their guy.
I've done that on Instagram.
I'm their guy, and everything's all good. When I was in my darkest moment, really questioning everything, Indiana lifted me up. That's why today the day has officially come where I'm retiring from the NFL.
Oh my gosh.
Offered an opportunity to join the media powerhouse Barstool Sports. They reached out to me.
That is so McAfee.
And they said, when you're done with football, we'd like you to join our family. They wanted to move him to Manhattan, but he was like, heck no.
Oh, Manhattan?
Manhattan. That's not
He loved Indiana. He wasn't going to leave. And that's why he's excited to show the world why he loves Indiana. He says, thank you for everything, and he'll continue to pay him. He will continue to repay us for the rest of his life.
McAfee.
I love you, Pat.
Pat McAfee.
Oh, my gosh.
That was actually really depressing.
That was heart-wrenching. I know. Like, I can't even lie.
I don't know if I can go on with the show.
He's a guy who's so dear to our hearts. He was a great punter and all that. And
honestly, like...
great kicker, like you said. He's just a great guy.
Just great
he
guy.
He really was.
Like, he was, like, everyone's favorite player on the Colts.
I was going to get a jersey this offseason, and now I can't.
Well, you still can. It'd be like a vintage.
Yeah.
You can get a Manning era of one. Like,
that's true.
Early thousands.
Well, we're here for you guys. Call in 844-457-0. If you need to lay some feelings on us, we're here. We'll be your therapist for the next about 4 minutes.
I'll guide you through these dark times.
Absolutely. Here's water. Here we go. Entertainment in a Flash. Top news story of the week. Ethan, what we got?
First, we got Pharrell Williams and... did I say it right?
Yes.
Yes. Pharrell Williams and wife Helen Shine...
That was probably said wrong. That was
I don't know who that is. That's fair.
We're celebrating some happy news. The pairs welcome 3 new bundles of joy. They have triplets coming. But also along the same lines, Beyonce just announced that she is pregnant with twins. Moving on, we have...
Beyonce! Hey, by the way, she has one baby. It's Beyonce. 2 babies, but twice A.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Moving on. This is the first ancient microfossil found that has like some sort of resemblance to humans. It looks a lot like alien, and it was supposed to be living 540 million years ago. That's crazy. And last but not least, the Pac-Man designer, Namako Rua... I don't know how his name... say
you're
his name.
Also definitely getting that wrong.
His Japanese name. He's sadly passed away at 91 years old.
But, okay, so our next story, we have what I call like a little personal puppy that just follows you around because it loves you.
A little personal puppy?
A little personal puppy. It just follows you around because it loves you. And I'm like, oh... But no, this dog, it's called, they're calling it the Vespa.
Okay.
And
like one of those scooters, like a Vespa scooter?
No, not a Vespa scooter. Okay. But it looks like, I'm trying to describe, okay, it looks, imagine a yo-yo.
Okay.
And make it about 4 feet tall. Actually, a little less than that. Make it like up to your waist. What would you say? Like 3 feet, 2 feet?
So if I'm 6, that's 3 feet.
Okay. We'll go like 3, 2.5 feet.
Okay.
Go around there. Okay. Imagine a giant yo-yo that size that just rolls around behind you, and it follows you. And I'm not exactly...
it follows you?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how it follows you and stuff like that. There's not an article explaining, but there's a video.
So we have a 3-foot yo-yo following you.
Yes. Sounds weird, doesn't it?
Can you use it as a yo-yo?
No. Why would you want to use this 3-foot yo-yo?
That'd be the most craziest yo-yo ever.
If you were like 10 feet tall...
true. Well, you could do it like off a building.
Maybe, unless it like pulls you off, but goodness. No, but this thing is like a mini storage unit. So it's like a backpack that you don't have to carry on your back. And I know tons of people who would use that. Like I have this one friend who's taken all AP classes, and every single time I pick up her backpack, oh my gosh.
Have you ever felt my backpack?
No.
It's like 30 pounds.
Is it? Well, this carries up to 40 pounds.
Yes.
That can help you. I know. And it's just a little storage thing. You put drinks, you put food in it. This one guy in the video puts his briefcase in it. It travels up to 22 miles an hour, so it won't have any trouble keeping up. And I'm even feeling like if you're in a car and you're driving 20 miles an hour, this thing keeps
you
up.
Can walk down Main Street with it, or drive, whatever.
Drive down Main Street.
It's 15 miles an hour at Main Street.
I know, yeah. So, I mean, okay, so we're all looking for a Falcons victory.
Yes.
Obviously. And I need a score prediction from you. It's Super Bowl.
I think it's going to be really close. They both have really good offenses. They both have decent defenses. I'm going 24-17 Falcons.
Okay, 24-17. Mm-hmm. So you have the number one defense holding the Falcons 24 points.
Yes. I predict that it's going to be like a last minute drive. Falcons are going to score a touchdown.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You think it's going to be a nail biter?
Yeah.
Okay. 24-17. I'm going to go a little bit lower.
Okay.
I'm going to go a little bit lower than you. I'm going to go 17-10.
17-10 with Falcons' number one point producing offense?
But it's also number one point subtracting defense. Stuff like that. So
it's so difficult to know.
It's something that I'm like, okay, I can definitely see What did I say? 17-10, and you said 24-17?
Yep.
Okay, so we have 17 in that. That's similar. That's similar. Okay, well, thank you for tuning into The Breaking Point.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, we want to hear your Super Bowl predictions. Go to breakingpoint.whje on the Instagram. Comment on your latest picture, your Super Bowl predictions. Here's I Am Chemistry by Year Sayer.